And if you look at the mechanism that drives the disease in this type of asthma, as you know, as I mentioned, endotypes are important because that gives us an idea what cellular mechanism drives the disease. As you see on the figure, the type 2 airway inflammation, which tends to be more common in that as it is in this case, can be driven through an innate immune system or adaptive immune system. And the adaptive immune system tends to be driven more by allergen exposure. On the other hand, the innate immune system may be driven by other exposures, including irritants. The bottom line, this type of asthma, type 2 asthma, is associated with high blood eosinophils, high airway eosinophils, high IgE levels, and it's driven by cytokines that are important targets for novel targeted therapies, IL-13, IL-4, IL-5, very important cytokines that are now being targeted by new biologics. On the other hand, if you see on the right side of the slide, the non-type 2 asthma is usually driven by other exposures, irritants, pollutants. And here, the cells of inflammation are different. They're neutrophils, Th17 cells, and the soup of mediators here are also different. Interleukin-6, interleukin-23, interleukin-17 play a role. And unfortunately, there are not too many targets that are now available for therapy of this type of asthma, which tends to be less responsive to steroid, but is not associated by eosinophils or high IgE or allergies.